The following is the Book of Repulsive Women by Juana Barnes, presented by ListenToGenius.com, narrated by Laurel Merlington. From Fifth Avenue Up. Some day beneath some hard, capricious star, spreading its light a little over far, we'll know you for the woman that you are. For though one took you, hurled you out of space, with your legs half strangled in your lace, you'd lip the world to madness on your face. We'd see your body in the grass with cool, pale eyes. We'd strain to touch those languorous length of thighs, and hear your short, sharp, modern Babylonic cries. It wouldn't go. We'd feel you coil in fear, leaning across the fertile fields to leer as you urge some bitter secret through the ear. We see your arms grow humid in the heat. We see your damp chemise lie pulsing in the beat of the over-hearts left oozing at your feet. See you sagging down with bulging hair to sip the dappled damp from some vague underlip, your soft saliva loosed with orgy drip. Once we'd not have called this woman you, when leaning above your mother's spleen you drew your mouth across her breast as trick musicians do, plunging grandly out to fall upon your face, naked, female, baby in grimace, with your belly bulging stately into space. In general, that altar cloth, what rag of worth unpriced, what turn of card, what trick of game undiced, and you we valued still a little more than Christ. Seen from the L. She stands, nude, stretching dully two amber combs loll through her hair. A vague molested carpet pitches down the dusty length of stair. She does not see, she does not care. It's always there. The frail mosaic on her window, facing starkly toward the street, is scribbled there by tipsy sparrows, etched there with their rocking feet. Is fashioned, too, by every beat of shirt and sheet. Still her clothing is less risky than her body in its prime. They are chain-stitched, and so is she, chain-stitched to her soul for time. Raveling grandly into vice, dropping crooked into rhyme, slipping through the stitch of virtue into crime. Though her lips are vague as fancy, in her youth, they bloom vivid and repulsive as the truth. Even vases in the making are uncouth. In particular, what loincloth, what rag of wrong unpriced, what turn of body, what of lust undiced, so we've worshipped you a little more than Christ. From Third Avenue on. And now she walks on outturned feet beside the litter in the street, or rolls beneath a dirty sheet within the town. She does not stir to doff her dress, she does not kneel low to confess. A little conscience, no distress, and settled down. Ah, God! She settles down, we say. It means her powers slip away, it means she draws back, day by day, from good or bad. And so she looks upon the floor, or listens at an open door, or lies her down upturned to snore both loud and sad. Or sits besides the chinaware, sits mouthing meekly in a chair, with over-curled, hard-waving hair above her eyes. Or grins too vacant into space, a vacant space is in her face, where nothing came to take the place of high, hard cries. Or yet we hear her on the stairs, with some few elements of prayers, until she breaks it off and swears a loved bad word. Somewhere beneath her hurried curse, a corpse lies bounding in a hearse, and friends and relatives disperse, and are not stirred. Those living dead up in their rooms must note how partial are the tombs that take men back into their wombs while theirs must fast. And those who have their blooms in jars no longer stare into the stars. Instead they watch the dinky cars and live aghast. Twilight of the illicit. You, with your long blank udders and your calms, your spotted linen and your slackening arms, with satiated fingers dragging at your palms, your knees set far apart like heavy spheres, with discs upon your eyes like husks of tears, and great ghastly loops of gold snared in your ears. Your dying hair hand-beaten round your head, lips long lengthened by wise words unsaid, and in your living all grimaces of the dead. One sees you sitting in the sun asleep, with the sweeter gifts you had and didn't keep. One grieves that the altars of your vice lie deep. You, the twilight powder of a fire-wet dawn. You, the massive mother of illicit spawn. While the others shrink in virtue, you have borne. We'll see you staring at the sun a few more years, with discs upon your eyes like husks of tears, and great ghastly loops of gold snared in your ears. To a cabaret dancer. Thousand lights had smitten her into this thing. Life had taken her and given her one place to sing. She came with laughter wide and calm, and splendid grace, and looked between the lights and wine for one fine face, and found life only passion wide twixt mouth and wine. She ceased to search, and growing wise became less fine. Yet some wondrous thing within the mess was held in check, was missing as she groped and clung about his neck. One master chord we couldn't sound, for lost the keys, yet she hinted of it as she sang between our knees. We watched her come with subtle fire and learned feet, stumbling among the lustful drunk, yet somehow sweet. We saw the crimson leave her cheeks, flame in her eyes, for when a woman lives in awful haste, a woman dies. The jests that lit our homes by night and made them gay soiled a sweet and ignorant soul and fouled its play. Barriers and heart both broken, dust beneath her feet. You've passed her 40 times and sneered out in the street. A thousand jibes had driven her to this at last, till the ruined crimson of her lips grew vague and fast, until her songless soul admits time comes to kill. You pay her price and wonder why you need her still. Suicide. Corpse A. They brought her in, a shattered small cocoon, with a little bruised body like a startled moon, and all the subtle symphonies of her a twilight rune. Corpse B. They gave her hurried shoves this way and that, her body shock abbreviated as a city cat. She lay out listlessly like some small mug of beer gone flat. This is Laurel Merlington for ListenToGenius.com. Thank you for listening. This audio program is copyrighted by Redwood Audiobooks. Permission is granted to download for personal use only, not for distribution or commercial use.